This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
You know what's going to happen for you next, huh? You sense it? It's crazy, right?
I've been staying down, but I don't really try and get too above-headed. You know what I'm
good, saying? It's exactly right.
It seems like every time I get anxious about something, I don't go the right way, so I just keep chilling. Like,
bro, you're a foregone conclusion. It's gonna happen for you. You got to keep your shit. You got it right. You got to keep it right. You got to keep the crew right. You got to keep yourself right. But you got too much talent not to win. That's just what it is. It's like the way I feel about business. Like, I didn't do shit. My parents had sex at the right second. I'm good at business, right? I'm good at business. You just like, you got it like that. And that's like what I really believe, like we understand. And then the variable of how big it gets is fully based on what gets you caught up. If nothing gets you caught up, then it's fucking to the Hall of Fame. If the insecurity or girls or money or like beef gets you caught up, then it may not go there. And that's at this young of an age, it's easy to talk about being thoughtful at 46. How old are you?
24.
You know, like you're still a young dude, you know? And so like, and especially as the heat comes on, like for me, as I get bigger and bigger, like just known, it's crazy how much negativity is being thrown at me, and my shit's positive is crazy, crazy positive. Like I get so much love, it's mainly positive. You know this, so many people you admire on YouTube will make like a video to shit on me because it's good for their brand. So you gotta be strong. Like I don't get mad at those people. I feel bad for those people. If you wanna really win this, the people that shit on you or try to take from you or hurt you, don't be mad at them. Have compassion for them, they're hurting. Yeah, there's definitely for sure, I'm all about the chip on shoulder too, but it's not, honestly, go harder to prove them all wrong is one energy. The reason that energy sometimes runs out is that's negativity on negativity. Oh, you think I suck? Fuck you, I'm gonna show you, motherfucker. That's different than, yo, I'm sad that you hurt, that my shine makes you double hurt. That's a whole different fucking energy.
And that's crazy, I posted something, I said, I'm out here living life in New York. I hope ain't nobody mad at me today.
You know what it is? My whole thing is I wanna flip the script on the way everyone sees this, cause I'm competitive, I wanna show everyone too, but like, to me it's like, the way I think about it is like, I'm in New York, I'm doing it, it's starting to happen for me. For the people that are back home or somewhere else mad, I've got love for you. Versus other energy that I also feel versus I'm gonna stick it in your mouth. Cause I can feel both.
It's that energy.
And the reason I understand is I can feel both. I love when people are like, you suck, you ain't gonna win. I'm like, I'm about to show you and you're gonna fucking cry. Yeah. Like being on the road, right? Like that's why I love Trae Young so much, even though he pisses me off because I'm a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
Like, but I know him. I see him on that court right there, right there, right there. There's the garden. When he, right there, straight ahead.
The circle right there.
This is why I put the office here because I love looking at the garden. Like, but I know what he feels, which is like, I'm gonna fucking shut you all up. Hush you all up. I have that too. Oh, this isn't gonna work for him. I have that. But what I really have is like, if you're trying to hurt me with words on the internet, you're just not, think about what you're doing right now. You're laying in your bed or in a car, or in a bus or wherever the fuck, in the office. Think about somebody else. And not only thinking about somebody, back to why we're sitting here, when I think about you, I'm like, go, go, go. When we talk about you, we're like, he's gonna win. If I'm thinking about somebody else, I'm cheering for you. Sitting down, thinking about somebody else, trying to shit on them, your life is fucking broken.
Negativity.
It's compassion instead of like, combating negativity with more negativity, or negativity with indifference, or combating negativity with like, I'm gonna make fun of you because you wish you were me. That's not doing any positivity to nobody. In fact, the person, over time, it could chip away at you and make you cynical. If you overpay attention to everyone who's jealous,
it starts getting to you,
whereas you start becoming fucking not trusting people, like the winning doesn't feel as good because you're like, oh shit, I know what's gonna happen. I'm on the XXL list and now everyone's gonna be like, he doesn't deserve. You start getting like weird about it instead of, oh, I got love for my haters. Whoever figures out how to actually have love for them, not say it, actually, if you can get your head to, I got love for them because I'm grateful that I'm not that way, then the shit, then you can go to the tippy top.
Yo, people comment on him for the whatever, and he's like, I don't think you understood, like, you can talk about my message or whatever, and they're like, damn, I'm your biggest fan, I'm just trying to get you to see me. Constantly.
And you'll definitely have that. You already have it, I see it.
Just to get the
attention. JBL, I don't know, man, she's crazy.
What do you
think? He gets his head in the right way. He brought his baby here. Like, he's taking care of business and family.
That's good. That's good. What are you all thinking? Like, what does it like feel like right now for all of you?
It's surreal.
It's like a dream.
It doesn't feel real, right?
Yeah. I remember like reading your book.
It's
crazy.
No, I apologize. Thank you. I mean, like overall, not just this exact second, just like this moment. You're saying it's becoming real, right? It's coming.
I feel like it's a change in
time. Yeah, it's on the way. It's right here. This is our moment right now.
We follow you. We gotta take advantage.
How you feeling about TikTok?
They just put me on to it. They taught me how to do it because it was my first TikTok. I just posted.
That's what I thought because I was like looking like a couple weeks ago, like a month or two ago. I was like, he's not, bro. Yeah. You really like it's TikTok today is fucking MTV TRL 1998. If you're not winning there, you can only go so well.
Right.
Period. You need to get very, very, very serious about it. Yeah. Y'all gotta really, like you guys have to collectively as a crew, TikTok, I talked to, I spoke to Russ a couple nights ago. He said something on social and I hit him up on text. I was like, you can tell him that I told you 2 years earlier and you should have done it sooner. Like, Russ was winning. And TikTok took it to a different place. One piece of content for you, with how talented and creative you are, one piece of content can triple you. That you know, you leave here with a lot of stuff, love, we're here for you anytime, you already know, but you leave with anything here as a collective is, let's fucking figure out TikTok. Period. That will change your career.
And it just taught me, it was easy too, it just like,
yeah, you just make up shit in your own head of like, that's too hard, I'm used to Instagram, like all the bullshit that people do.
Yeah.
You know, Triller, he really used to go crazy on the Triller.
Of course, and Triller had that urban street kind of like, this was the cooler hood street TikTok. Attention is the only thing you should give a fuck about.
That's a fact, yeah.
And so the difference of attention, you don't need any more cool, you're too cool already.
Right, naturally.
You need more attention.
Right.
Yeah. You don't need more cool. You don't need that.
Our whole team of everybody, Sean and everyone, they just freaking talk TikTok off his whole ear, man.
Give him more, Sean. Give him more.
I know.
You know exactly what you're doing. It's a real, real thing. It can really, really, really matter for you, bro. Listen, Mike knows. We love a lot of artists. You know this, we like a lot of different people. There's a lot of people I think can win, solid wins, doubles, I'll use baseball. Doubles, triples, bro, you can hit a grand slam. You got it like that.
Yeah,
look,
like the baseball.
See,
you
know, you start getting on TikTok.
Every day,
and my girl, she be on there every day trying to get me on.
Bro, you have to go, show your personality. But let me give you a real good piece of advice. Just spit some shit you're working on. Yeah, you know how it is, like, I'm close enough to the music, like, all music, not just hip-hop, all of it, like, I've come to learn in the last 10 years, I'm like, oh, okay, kind of similar to me with, like, keynotes, the way I do keynotes, like, I have, like, one or two things I really want to say, and then I got to surround it. You know how that is, you got, like, one line in your head, like, you're like,
that's why I just told him about how I make my song.
Right? You're like, that's it, this is fire, and then you go to work, you're in love with something, it's in your head for a week, sometimes a day, a month, whatever, you're like, I got to do something with that.
Right.
Put that shit out on TikTok. What? Just put that out.
Because if people gravitate, then you know it's.
You understand? There's the amount of guys and girls who had a fire hook or one line that is game changing that let it die in history. They wrote it, they got it, but they never got it out because the process of music is too slow and by the time you went in studio and shit changed. Like, you've had, ready for this? I'm gonna give you a real one right now. The 7 best bars you have in your life haven't seen the light of day. They died in history. You had them. You've got more coming, but I guarantee 7 of the 10 best bars that you've had in your head are gone. You had them 2 years ago, You had it for a minute, you forgot about it, you forgot to put it down, it's just gone. That's the shit you put on talk.
That one bar might go viral.
And then you know, or somebody might say something, or somebody fucking collabs with it. Yeah. Next thing you know, you've got a fucking number one hit with Dua Lipa out of some random shit. Right. Versus it just sat in your head and you forgot about it. And that's what social's for. Speed, context, serendipity, getting the feedback.
You think it's more promotion than the labels down here, ain't?
100%. It's not even the labels. The labels, they're stuck. I'm not even mad at labels. They just, like, they don't know how to market like that. They don't have the scale of TikTok. Yeah, you know that. Even the ones that really got a pulse, like, you're just too about it for them, and they've got to kind of bring it to the middle, and they're thinking about scale, but the reality is your truth is the most valuable shit. Just do it with the people.
Great. So with TikTok, you need a different outlook too on how you, the music you be making.
Plus, you know what else gonna happen? The more you're in TikTok and it's working for you, the more you're gonna know what's going on in there. It's gonna open up your world. You know what's going on in your world. Back to being cool, but like you don't know about other shit, but now you're in it. Yeah, and by the way, that algorithm's gonna get you. You're gonna be in it.
That's all I'd be on TikTok.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You're gonna be on it. And so you're just gonna like discover new people, like, you know, like random shit you can never imagine. Some surfer boy from San Diego said something cool that you liked, and you're like, I'm gonna fucking, you know, like just, it's crazy. It's fucking creative. It's just creative, you know? I gotta go.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Everyone and their sisters texting me.
Appreciate you.
Dude, I'm cheering for you heavy.
Thank you.
I mean that. I really fuck with you, of course.
Thanks so much for listening or watching to that episode of the Gary V Audio Experience. We really hope you enjoy it, and we hope to see you next time.